you faced him at least once in the past, but this Sunday, OV obviously be lining up against Joe Thomas. What advice do you give the young man to making a start against that caliber of a?
Just go out and do what you do. I mean, he's been out here playing against some of the top tier linemen in this league. I mean, last year, obviously, Jake. This year, he's out there with Jonathan Martin and Clay Bowe. We're going at each other every day, and, you know, he's having success. So I just told him, you know, go out and don't change your game. Don't make, you know, try to go outside of your box, play within your lane, and you know you have a good day.
Is there anything Thomas presents differently than some of these other guys that he's?
Well, he's another guy who's in, you know, playing at a high level, but that's the NFL. You know, every week there's going to be a pretty good tackle, there's going to be a good quarterback, a running back, a receiver, whatever it may be. And week in and week out, you got to go out there and play your A game. You know, there's no, oh, next week this guy is maybe not as good, I'm going to come out here and play patty cake. You got to give him your best, just like maybe an All-Pro or anybody else. So this week is going to be no different than next week and week after that. Go out there and give him hell, and I think he's definitely a guy who can do that.
Cam, how different is the opening week as opposed to every other week in
that game? It's the anticipation is greater, obviously. I know guys have had this on their calendar for quite a while. It's been a long camp, obviously, just starting a week earlier than everybody else. And, you know, always in the back of your mind, Cleveland. So it's been a lot of preparation. We just finished, got off the field, had a great day of, you know, some hard work, and full pads, getting after it. So I know next time we put these pads on, it's going to be real live bullets. So I know the guys are ready.
Cam, you're on the leadership council. How do you view your role on that?
Well, it's first of all, it's an honor to be selected, obviously. A group of your peers, guys you play with, guys you are in the trenches with, you know, you probably or spend more time with you probably even than your family. I mean, I'm here most of the day, guys, hanging out, and kind of to have them select you as one of the guys to be their spokesperson or be their voice to the guys upstairs, first of all, it's an honor. But just kind of like we were saying before, I'm not going to change anything different. I'm going to go out there and continue to be the guy I've been. Obviously, it's been, you know, working and got me to the respect and, you know, where I am today. So anything I can do to help, you know, like I said, go out there and do what I can and lead by example and hopefully show the way and lead the way.
How about communicating with the coaching staff on the mindset of your teammates? Is that a role?
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, I think if you look around this locker room, that's an easy role to have. A lot of guys are pretty laid back. They bought into this program. I think if you look at it the way the team is built, you know, the coaching staff and the organization has gotten guys here that are that kind of guy, guys who kind of put their head down, they work hard, and, you know, they're not going to be guys who kind of rock the boat. And like I said, that part of it is going to probably be the easiest part. So going out and just kind of being a guy who can, you know, maybe lead by example and show maybe some of these young guys how to be successful in this league, I definitely take that challenge.
Speaking of some of these young guys, they stick Dion right here in between you and Richie.
Who's that? Yeah, he's a guy that obviously I don't think it's any coincidence that his locker's right next to mine. Obviously, he's a great talent, you know, a guy who can come in here and get after the quarterback and play a lot of downs and do a lot of different things for us here early on in the season. And, you know, I'm definitely excited to see him play. He's been already making big plays, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. So I know he's ready to go, and he's going to be itching to get after it, and I think it'll be a good start on Sunday.